Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
You don't know, man, what?
Talking about Game of Thrones. You don't want to know.
Oh, I left the room and you and Hooman just went all...
We Game of Thrones geeked out.
A couple big Game of Thrones things have just been happening throughout the world. One has to do with Julie Chen.
That's not happening throughout the world. That's your friend being mean about Julie Chen.
Julie Chen looked great last night, huh?
You couldn't keep a straight face on that one.
I did so. No, I just had to sneeze. God. That's all. Mm-hmm. What about it?
She wants to be Daenerys so bad. Her outfit.
It doesn't remind me of Daenerys at all. It reminds me of my medicine cabinet. It was like Band-Aids and Ace bandages. I'm like, what in the F is that woman wearing?
Oh, the first thing I thought was that dress must be so expensive.
Keep a straight face. Don't smile.
I'm keeping
Don't
a straight smile. Face. It's fine. She looked great.
Lying liar.
Like that show. It's really good.
Oh, I love that show. I love it. But if Julie Chen's on the screen, you can fast forward. Don't worry. It's okay. Although she did reveal one thing last night. She told us what's going to be unleashed on the house now that Jessica took the temptation, the hex temptation. And that's a new kind of competition that'll be voluntary. But if you win it, you're safe for the week. And if you lose it, you're out. You guys care about Big Brother at all?
Oh, no, both? No,
no.
No,
no,
we don't,
no.
We don't.
Both of our studio audience members care.
They're just there to watch.
They both watch. You're such a brat. Oh, my God. Hey, this part of the program has a sponsor. Hey.
Hey,
we were just talking. We also in our many subjects that we covered during the break, we talked about how like we're a skeleton crew already, even with Brynn. Now Brynn's gone for 2 weeks, and we're all just like scrambling to try to get everything
ready.
Like
back
you
and
handle
forth.
The podcast, and you get the music, and you. Hey. I mean, you know, when are you going to eat your pistachios? You know,
look at whom.
Do you even have time?
What are you eating?
The avocado he gave me yesterday.
Hooman's crushing it this week. He's setting a high bar for himself.
No.
From now
keep it low.
You are in
jump right in.
It's a precarious position you've just put yourself in. Look at him perform.
The only thing high is the movie reviews. Everything else is.
And Martin is from his office going, look at that gazelle run. He really can perform.
All right.
Moving him right up the ladder.
So next week better be a little bit better, Hooman.
Oh, there it is. The old Hooman's back. Damn it.
He was always there, just right underneath the surface, Vinny. This part of the program is brought to you by Target. It's time to give away the front row tickets for John Mayer. We've been doing a 5-4-3-2-1 countdown this week. Started fifth row seats on Monday, and now caller number 9 is getting front row tickets for tomorrow night's show at the Shoreline Amphitheater. You want to see John Mayer up close? No. You want to feel John Mayer's spit on you when he's singing real loud and the spit's flying out of his mouth?
Or his sweat.
Or he shakes his head and the sweat gets on you. You're all like, I'm bathing in John, oh, let me take off my top so your sweat can get on me.
Take a picture of this sweat bubble, or this spit bubble.
I want to remember this forever. That could be you. Doesn't it sound great?
It does.
This is all part of Alice's 21st birthday celebration. Front row tickets for John Mayer tomorrow night at the Shoreline Amphitheater for caller 9, 800-400-3697. Hey. Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials like milk, toothpaste, and diapers. Target run and done. So, Hooman, you... Oh, goodness. What's happening?
Sorry. It's all right.
Hooman has put together a music segment for us, Vincent. So...
What do you mean when you say music segment? Like a montage?
Well... on Fridays, all the new music comes out.
Oh, right.
And so normally I would just hand Bryn the list and, you know, with my markings all over it. And today, Hooman has just gone above and beyond, all as a part of his overperformance
this
week.
Thank you so much.
So why don't you walk, because I know you have an order that you want to
do. We do.
Please walk me through the first one,
actually, you have a story about.
Shall I do it?
Yeah, do your story, and then we'll play the song.
The last living Beatles just reunited to release a new song. So we have Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr debuting a song called We're on the Road Again.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. This song stinks.
So
that actually stinks. I can smell it.
I have a theory. I feel like
should we wait for the here comes
yeah,
the
here it comes.
Chorus.
This is Ringo.
Yeah. So it's
where's Paul
on bass?
He's coming in a second.
And in the backing vocals, does he do his own verse?
I think this next
let's
verse.
Let's hear
is
his
him.
Lame words. Oh. That could be him. Now listen. So Joe Walsh is on this as well.
Oh,
that's Ringo Starr's brother-in-law, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Edgar Winter. And Toto Steve Lukather are also on the track.
Who's that?
I thought Edgar Winter died.
So did I. But Edgar, they say...
Or Johnny Winter maybe died.
Oh, maybe, yeah. So they put this out today.
Yeah, I have a theory. I feel like when musicians get to a certain age, they're just phoning it in. We got a lot of old people today.
We do. So, we have a few old people.
So we're done with that one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
Well, here's the next old guy. You'll know him as Mick Jagger. So here's his new song. It's called Get a Grip, and it's off a two-song album.
It's like it's a single, basically, like an A and B side. It's Got to Get a Grip and England Lost.
So here's Got to Get a Grip.
Here it comes. This is Mick Jagger. Well,
what?
It's better than the other one.
Is it?
Yes. Marginally.
All right. Well, he's got another one. It's
England Lost. This is about Brexit, isn't it?
Yeah, so just give this 45 seconds because it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So there's a couple new songs from Mick Jagger.
All right.
Hey, guys, by the way, we have our John Mayer first row winner. His name is Andy from Concord.
Congratulations, Andy. You're driving a Shoreline tomorrow. You're going to be in the front row.
That was Mick Jagger?
That was Mick Jagger. Both those songs.
You like the Rolling Stones?
I do, very much.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've actually gotten into them more now than I ever had.
Yeah. They're great.
It's weird.
We're going to keep the old person theme going.
Oh, okay. I bet I know where you're going.
Yeah. Well, you can say it.
Well, yesterday there was actually a story about... Well, I did a story about Alice Cooper yesterday with his... $10 million Andy Warhol print that he rolled up in 1973, stuck in a storage locker, and his mom found. Suddenly it's worth, add $10 million to his net worth. He has a new record out, which is probably why he's out there telling stories. Paranormal is the new Alice Cooper record. It's a reunion with his old band. They're only together on two of the 12 tracks. Other guests include ZZ Top guitarist Billy Gibbons, U2 drummer Larry Mullen, Deep Purple's Roger Glover. So what did you select for us?
So this is a paranoiac personality.
Paranoiac. Well,
I like that?
I like it better than the other ones, I think. I'm just not sure. Like, I feel like, what is he, 70-something? Like, yeah. How old is Alice Cooper? Like, it might be a little too old for the sneery punk song.
Yeah, this goes in with my theory of when they're old, they're just, they don't care. You don't care. All right, here's another one. It's called Paranormal.
All right. I don't mind. This is funny. All right, I've heard enough of that one. What else?
All right, and then one more from him. It's is the one with the guy from ZZ Top.
Okay.
Billy
Gibbons?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, this isn't nearly as bad as that song by those other guys. This is fine.
Okay.
This is new Alice. If you like Alice Cooper, here's some new songs for you. It's fine.
That's, all right.
I don't know. I don't need a new Alice Cooper record, but I can't. I think it's fine.
I didn't buy the old Alice Cooper record, so that's not for me. But I think it's cool when these cats are still making music and the fans want it. It's not like he's coming to my house to play it for me.
Right.
I don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to host an Alice Cooper party
or
anything. You know?
Do your thing.
All right, here's Cage the Elephant.
Oh, I like these guys.
So these guys have a record out called Unpeeled. It's a 21-song set of semi-acoustic live performances.
Oh.
So it includes songs. So it's hits, you know, songs you know from their past albums, but it's, you know, semi-acoustic live. All right.
This one's called Take It or Leave It.
All right.
I mean, you know, it's fine. I don't know. I always, whenever I hear stuff like this, I think the band's trying to fulfill some
quota
label obligation so they can leave their label and go to somebody else or something.
Right.
I don't know that that's the case, but
maybe
you hear
those
stories.
Maybe they just love their acoustic performances.
Oh, yeah? Well, then we'll just do a best of album and then be gone.
Right.
All right.
Crank out a few of those. You've only had one album. Who cares? Here's the best songs on it.
Right.
Just re-put that out.
Here's another one from them called Cold, Cold, Cold. You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
All
it's
right.
fine. I, you know what, though? I always love to hear a new version of a song that... you can hear the crowd on that. But I do think... I think it was Don Henley of the Eagles was talking about how live albums, they're not live. They go back in and they put in new vocals and make sure that all the harmonies sound good.
I just read that about... one of the Ozzy live albums, the guy says, we recut all the vocals and prayed we wouldn't get caught.
Right.
That's really?
They just overdub it. I mean, it's all done on a mixing board. They can pull out anything they want. It's like when they isolate vocals from Britney Spears, they could just erase those and put in good vocals. Mm. And I just Don Henley was like, anybody who's telling you they're not doing that to their live album is lying to you.
Mm.
Unless you're listening to something that someone recorded on their Walkman, or I don't even know if those could record back in the day. You're hearing something that's a little glossier than it's probably sounded that night. But that's the beauty of live music, is that you're hearing, I don't know, sometimes even you're at a show, you think it's the most amazing thing, and then you hear a bootleg of it and you go, oh, wow, that doesn't sound nearly as... But that's because you're not in it, and you're not hearing the sound the way
moment.
The sound man
it's
mixed
all
it.
All the stuff combined, including the energy of the crowd and the light show and all the stuff that makes that moment special.
Right. Totally true. So they go back and fix... They polish it up. They polish that turd up and put it out of the record.
Jeez, Sarah.
you ready for The Hobbit?
Oh, yeah. Passenger has a new record out today.
Oh, fun.
This is the Hobbit.
So I think this is the best song on his album. It's not the most popular or anything. I listened to the whole thing.
So The Boy Who Cried Wolf is the name of the record.
Yeah. So this is called And I Love Her.
Very romantic. It's sweet, nice. I guess.
I'd have gonged him before he got to the love part. I would have already had him on.
Get
out of here.
In my voice just like a troll.
So this is the one that the record label's pushing down everyone's throats.
Okay.
It's called Simple Song.
Sounds like Cat Stevens to me a lot.
Oh, yes, I could hear that.
Sound like a hobbit?
James Taylor, Cat Stevens, and this guy.
I'm the hobbit in the group. I have an elf-like voice. It's adorable. Put me in your pocket and we'll go.
All right, so there are a couple other bands that I thought were worth playing. One's called Manchester Orchestra.
Okay.
This actually sounds pretty good.
This is an indie rock band.
Yeah.
A Black Mile to the Surface. So you liked this?
Yeah, this one I think is called Gold.
All right. I do love a shining harmony, Hooman.
I do too.
You knew I would like that. Manchester Orchestra. That's called Gold?
Yeah, do you want one more from them?
Yeah, okay.
This one, I'll just play it. Let me see what it's called. Hold on. It's...
By the way, great job on the music today.
Oh, thank you.
Hooman, really
good
job.
Well, hold on. I hope that you didn't miss. Did you miss a biggie? Do you have one more for us?
No, what else you got? We looked.
So you did the Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't do it yet.
Oh, here's the Arcade Fire.
Yeah,
you want Arcade Fire?
It's on here, and we didn't get to it yet.
Here's Arcade Fire right here.
Okay.
This one is called Everything Now, I believe. Yeah, Everything Now.
That's the name of the album.
There's one more I want to play for you. It's another indie. This girl's name is Gillette Johnson. Gillette Johnson. And the song's called Bunny. So just give it a sec to build. I know we're running out of time, but
that's all right.
We got all day, Holmes.
That's pretty. I love crap like that. Just a piano and a girl.
I do too. I was listening to it a couple times and I just kept getting lost in the voice and the...
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. It's that's Gillette Johnson, and it's spelled with a J. Gillette.
Yeah, it's called Bunny.
All I Ever See in You Is Me is the name of the record. It's her second album. All right, that's going to do it for the new music
today.
Oh, man,
so many more.
Sorry, Hooman. You made it through most of it, though. Good job. Sure. Except the part where you skipped Arcade Fire. And I figured you'd done it. Combo, bad job. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Snacks.
Oh, I love snacks. Oh, I'd love a snack.
Dogs make the news.
Yeah, dogs.
I love dogs.
You can have a dog.
I don't.
You could have a dog.
No, thanks.
A hot August on the way and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh my God, happy Friday! This part of the program is brought to you by Dell.
Got a couple texts for you, Sarah. Yes, Vinny, the perfect fruit is a thing. I remember that visit to my grandfather's friend's farm as vividly as I do the 1989 earthquake.
Oh.
The perfect fruit is
a
thing.
It is a thing.
I've also got another one here, which I think you'll need to look at.
Okay.
In order to fully understand. 415 says, guess what that is? Get ready for a good Secret Show story.
Guess what that is?
This is an X-ray, and you have to look at what...
I couldn't tell.
Oh, it's there. I can see it crystal clear. What do you see there, Sarah?
Well, I see kind of a hole, or it looks like maybe... It almost looks like a prophylactic. But it's hard. Is that half of a...
Let me trace that for you and throw it back to you.
Well, I see it. Is it this leaf-shaped thing with the stem and a hole here? I just don't know what it is.
Is it
a candelabra?
Toy? Is it a sex
toy? Is that a chandelier piece?
That? Right?
Yeah, I see it. Yep.
That's the stopper right there that should have stopped it from going all the way...
So is it a spoon?
What?
What is it?
I'll write it down.
Is it a BP that went?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, that's the stopper.
The stopper's just not big enough. That's a tiny...
Did
that.
Not stop
no,
it.
The stopper did not do any stopping.
I see.
So it's an X-ray in the hole. That's a bummer. I was like, it looks like, you know, on a chandelier, they had the little skinny stem and then the little pointy.
Yeah.
Looks like
yeah.
that, but with like a...
Oh, that's so funny. Can so you... someone sent us the X-ray of something that they had to... Probably embarrassingly
go
to
removed.
The ER for, and they found it.
Can you sue?
Sue who?
Well, it didn't.
Because your sphincter failed? I don't know if you can
well,
or not.
The equipment failed.
Seems like you might have been playing with it wrong. I don't know.
Or too many times, maybe. Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. Forecasters are calling for a hot August.
Surprise.
It's expected to heat up a little bit this weekend, but going to continue as we head into August to be hot. Triple digits in some inland areas. So get ready. It's summer. It's part of it.
It is. Yep.
It happens. I'm not into it.
The heat?
The heat. I'm not into it.
I don't mind the heat as long as I get some shade. As long as I'm not out there digging.
I prefer to have my windows open all of through the
house. Oh, that is lovely.
And a nice
little breeze coming through.
But last night, we did have the windows open. Last night at whatever time, 8, it was 79 degrees inside the house. And I just went, it's...
We got to turn on the AC. I can't get to sleep in this.
Yeah, I hate that.
79 in the house.
And John was bitching, too, because it actually get cooled down outside a little bit. And he opens up all the windows. He's like, it'll be fine. And, of course, I go in there, and it's stifling. Because I got to close the windows, or my stupid cats will sit outside my room and meow at me. It's like they know that the windows are open. So I just sat there, just laying in bed,
sweating.
Or you
could let them in. They might, you know.
No.
Meow means, in this case, hey, let me in.
No.
Hot out here.
There's a wolf right here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we have fences. Wolves can't get in. Don't worry.
Oh, really?
They've lived so far. They've made it so far.
First thing I saw this morning when I opened up my Facebook page, my colleague and fellow newsman Stan Bunger from KCBS was posting about the Bay Area bridge traffic. He was mentioning that he drives in every morning and has noticed at, you know, the 4 a.m. commute that it is more busy over the last 2 years. He just
over the last 2 years specifically.
He has nothing to back it up until today, which he had this story, which they say Bay Area Bridges traffic has dramatically spiked over the past 2 years in the early morning hours.
Oh,
That's the 4 a.m. hour. It's gone up a whopping 36% on the Bay Bridge. So since whatever, 2014 to now, up 36% at that early hour.
What do they credit it to?
I guess people trying to beat the commute.
Beat the commute. Earlier. They're saying people are trying to beat the tolls as they change. They surge. Well, not surge pricing. What is it called? The commuter price.
Commuter price, right. How much does it go up?
I don't cross a bridge, so I don't really know how much.
I think
the
it's
Bay
in
bridge
this story, but
this
I don't
point
have it.
But I've noticed just coming from the peninsula, there's a lot more traffic now. Even at, you know, I try to leave my house about 10 to 4.
Yeah. We've always been an early town, though. Even when I first got here in 97, I thought, you know, this is not like the East Coast where there is absolutely no one on the road at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But because so many people work in financial things and they're, you know, the market's going to open in half an hour. Mm-hmm. Or maybe already has. What time I don't even know. But it just seemed like a much earlier town and a much earlier to shut down town, too. Mm-hmm. I haven't really noticed much more traffic coming out of Marin.
Here's
although
the price.
I suppose it sounds like all of them.
They say the toll goes to $6 at 5 a.m. Oh. So the reason that would be why they're... Mm-hmm.
So they're saving a
buck. Oh, I'm sorry.
Buck.
Repeat that. What was it again?
The toll jumps to $6 from 5 at 5 a.m.
$4.
They're saving $2.
Is that right? Yeah,
$2 is $2.
Hey,
$2
$10
every day?
A week?
Yeah.
$500 a year.
Right now, they're already proposing another toll increase in all the Bay Area state-run bridges.
Of course they are.
Unbelievable!
They're also trying to get, like, you know how Caltrans is always out there working as it's a good thing, but they want them to pick up earlier.
Oh, I'm
because
with
of the earlier times.
Mm-hmm. There is nothing worse than being in a traffic jam at 4 a.m. You're like, this is what?
Well, that's that happens on 17 quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I leave early, and I'll get caught and be parked and going, oh, no. And I have a pad put in. So sometimes my pad is, I'm watching it go away. And I'm like, oh, and it clears, oh, I made it. Sometimes it's, I got to make this time up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do 66 or whatever.
Sure. A mile an hour faster than normal.
Whatever. Sometimes I have to live crazy in order to get here on time.
Thanks.
On the San Mateo Bridge, they say
<get here late. laughs>
the Bay Area's second most popular state-run bridge. That the traffic at that early hour has gone up 31%. This is just in 2 years. And on the Dumbarton, they've seen a 39% jump.
What was
in
the second
last
bridge
two
you said?
Years. The San Mateo.
San Mateo Bridge.
So
we're using our bridges.
My friend and colleague Stan Bunger, his intuition was not wrong. It is more busy at 4 a.m. than it's been over the last couple years. I imagine that's just going to continue to get worse.
Yep.
A British driver survived a major crash in his Ferrari an hour after he bought it.
Oh.
An hour after he bought it. When you see this picture of what it ended up looking like, they say... The police called it a miracle escape.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
The guy survived this.
Do you know what kind of Ferrari he bought?
Yeah.
Hopefully
hold on.
A cheap one.
No.
The Ferrari 430 Scuderia.
Oh, man.
Do you know it?
No, but
it cost $260,000.
Wow.
Damn.
And ended up in a burning heap in a field. There's the car.
Is that even a car? That actually looks like a trash heap with a tire sticking out of it. I'm not kidding. I'll hold it
you
up for the camera.
See this?
That doesn't even look. That's just not even a car. How did someone survive that?
Yeah.
Maybe this is after it burned down.
Right. Yeah. But still.
So he was able to get out.
That's
before
still only hours after he spent the price of a house on a car. Well, not a Bay Area house.
I was just gonna say, where are you buying this house?
St. Louis.
It's actually a really nice house in St. Louis.
Right.
So
now what?
Does he have insurance?
Well, you got to, right?
I have no idea what the rules are there. I don't know what the rules are there. I assume you've talked to your insurance agent. I don't know. Here, you can have that.
Very sad, right?
It's tragic when a beautiful car dies. But anybody who can afford a $260,000 car is going to be okay.
Well, whatever.
You think
it was
he saved
only
up
an
his
hour
whole
later.
Life?
No, it's sad.
No,
I'm not saying
just
it's not
got
sad.
The thing. You
I'm
know
just
that
saying
feeling?
He'll
he
be all right. He
ordered
lived.
It. He probably
lived.
Waited for it. Mm. He finally
customized
got it.
He lived.
Someone he prepared.
He has his life still.
He had someone give him a ride there because he was going to be driving off the lot
like
in the
an
new
idiot,
thing.
And he crashed it. And believe me, the rich dude's going to be fine.
There's only 499 of those.
You mean
498. Hey.
Or maybe his was the 500th.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here all the time.
Tabasco just released their hottest sauce ever. It's called Scorpion Sauce. It's 20 times hotter than the original.
Do you need that?
Well, I would try it. I love hot sauce.
Yeah,
I put
hot
it on
sauce
everything.
Is good. I don't need it to be actually physically painful. I like a little spice.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to also taste the food. That's one of my beefs with some, you know, some of that sauce. It's just your whole mouth just goes dead inside.
Right.
You talk and the smoke comes out.
It's perfect.
No, it's not. You can't taste the food. I get that you're not really worried about tasting your food, but I would like to taste the flavors and not just the hot sauce.
Tabasco's Scorpion Sauce is 20 times hotter than the original. It's only available for a limited time. They sold out their first batch online almost immediately. You can go to Tabasco.com if you're into this.
Oh, so they do a limited run. People buy it right up, stock up on it.
Well,
I like the Scorpion Sauce.
If you like
I'm hardcore. I'm extreme.
You might be hardcore. Maybe you are.
Sure.
You don't know.
Are those people who can eat those tiny little peppers that kill you?
They can eat ghost them. Peppers? Is yeah. that the one?
Is that
one?
What they are?
Yeah, I believe so.
Used to watch the videos of people eating those. Oh, man.
No, thanks. Right, because the first couple seconds, they're like, what? No problem. Yeah, it's kind of hot.
You watch video of people eating the hot peppers?
Yeah, they start like convulsing. They fall on the floor.
You know what the
vomiting.
Problem with that is? So I watched a video one time of a... So the video was... Someone brought up two girls in a cup.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, I'd never seen it. I don't know. And so they go, you can never watch this. So immediately you go, well, I got to watch it then, right? So then someone goes, watch videos of people watching the video.
And then decide if you're
going
to watch
it. And then
it.
There's the people looking at their computers going, and running from the room. And their reactions are just ridiculous. And I go, okay, I've got to watch. What could be happening?
You still had to watch it.
I had to watch, and then I did, and then I did the same thing and went, wow, they were right. I shouldn't have watched it.
Sometimes you just listen to people.
It just makes you... It makes you lose faith in humans, is what it does. Like, really? What?
Right.
You had to tape... Not only did they do it, but someone taped it, named it, and put it out. Ah! Come on. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. 831 says, I woke up with 17 old secret shows downloaded. What's up with the podcast feed? Bryn's gone. It happens.
Yeah, we don't know
well,
what the hell
actually,
we're doing.
We do have a... No, we know what we're
we
doing.
Do.
We're fine. But we did start a new podcast system.
Oh,
yeah, there's a new yeah. uploader.
Oh, uh-oh.
They're working out the kinks. So we got quite a few texts as well.
Yeah. Just that. Listen to them. I'm sure they're fine.
It's going to take a week or two for them to work it out on the corporate side.
Don't be mad at me.
We're doing everything perfect on our end as usual.
You're in trouble.
Dude, I'm always in trouble.
You're in trouble and you know it. Don't try to get out of it.
I just know I'm asking.
You're talking.
Her
you're talking to her on air because you're not brave enough to do it off the air.
Oh,
off the air,
you're right
all,
about that.
Can I go?
I say really nice things to use that though off air. Right, Yuzi?
Yes.
Can I please go? Are we done?
Yeah, are we done? You done with us?
My yard.
Get the hell
yard.
Out of here.
My yard needs me.
Yeah, my yard does need me.
My fish are calling me.
I love them. Mm.
650 says, also, I watch The Looking Glass every morning from work. Makes my morning all that much better. And yes. Oh, I'm the one that used to work in radio with MM. And I also worked for Bo Bonneau, and now I work at Stanford.
Oh, funny. Oh. Bo Bonneau.
This is the person that said they
we
were in the building when Biggie came through
right.
for an interview back in 90. What would that have been? 95?
Probably.
And there was the pot smell was so bad they
got high.
There wasn't enough Lysol to cover it or something.
All had a
like
contact
that.
High.
Few people have come in here like that. What's that one comedian that came in here?
who stunk like it.
It's like he just
did it. I don't want to say his name.
Oh, you don't?
Why not? Give us the initials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
BB.
Well, it was his friend. It wasn't him that smelled like
He put on some cologne or something. It was accompanying. It was part of their entourage. Yeah. Let's put it that
way. Was it Eddie Ift?
No.
No.
It comes on all the time. I don't want to sell him out. Although it's legal now.
I think it's totally fine.
It's Bill Bellamy.
Yeah. Like, damn.
I know, you're going
worse
for a
than
hug.
What, remember Timmy came in when
oh,
Timmy
there have been a
like,
few people that you're like,
you're
whoa.
Timmy?
Yeah, my Timmy.
Yeah, you're Timmy's. Yeah. Smelled like pot.
Yeah.
What is this whiny crap you're playing? Do not compare that whiny bitch to James Taylor or Cat Stevens. The sound of his voice is nauseating.
Oh, the music is really more of what I was. It's just like the melody, and it was the Passenger record earlier this hour.
Rush didn't need to do that. Their sound live was better than the record.
Yeah, they're amazing. I'm sure they didn't go back and overdub anything.
Oh, how about Rush being the soundtrack of that preview?
Ready Player One. And how they kind of twisted it. They darkened some of those chords up a little. Oh, today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Ready Player One preview that Steven Spielberg just released is online, and it is...
Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
The world they created for the Oasis is even better than I imagined it. Isn't it?
It's yes. But totally within the realm of acceptability. Like, it's great. I can't wait. I love that book so much. Ready Player One.
I'll read the rest of the text after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.